Okay, today's daf Yud Zayin. We're on Tez Zayin. We're basic in Chodesh. Tana Rabbanan. Learned to the Braisa. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzem Arakim Lifnei Akala. How does one dance? Or as Rashi says, Ma Omrin Lefaneha. What do we say before the Kala when she comes out? Ketzem Arakim Lifnei Akala. Beishame Omrin. Beishame say Kala Kamoshi. You just say whatever she is. You give her, Rashi says, Kala Kamoshi. Befi Yofiyo v'chashivusa mekalsam, so whatever she is, whatever beautiful she is, that's what you say. See, told you.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. 34 seconds. Befi Yofiyo v'chashivusa mekalsam, so that's how you say to her. Basilomrim, no, Kalanova Chasuda. You tell her that she's a Kalanova Chasuda. Rashi says she has Chut Shel Chesed Moshe Chalea. She's a special girl. She's beautiful. He institutionalizes the statement.
Okay, aside. Why? Rashi says you say it.
He seems to be a public saint when you're dancing in front of her. Rav Chanan just makes the harara. He's like, wait a second. What about the chasen? Isn't the mitzvah simchas chasen v'kala? So what's Kais Ketzeran lifnei akala? What about the chasen? So he says that because by being mishabeach the kala, you're being mishameach the chasen. You can tell him one thing. But
he's happy.
Pretty much, I guess. Or he's happy that everyone thinks that his wife is beautiful. So two important Tosos him. Tosos says, Kala Kamoshe, when talking about Beishambai, he says, V'im yishbo mum, if she has a certain mum, yishtaku, you should be quiet. V'lo yishabchua. Whatever, so she has a crooked nose. Don't say she has a beautiful nose. Just say that she has a beautiful chin. Whatever it is.
Think is important here.
Inami yishabchu with dover noah. Like either you be quiet or you be mishabeach her so that she has it is beautiful. It could go beinel or be yadayim imhen yafos.
Very nice
personality. The wonderful midos. Ubeisil omrim yishabchu legamrei. Just total straight shvach. Shemashkirim mashi yishul ba shvach mechlal v'shal gnai. If you say that she has beautiful eyes, it's mechlal that she doesn't really have such a beautiful nose. You know, just that's what people think. So just say stam straight across the board. So, Amar Lahul Beisham, Amar Lahem Beisham Beis Hillel. So Beisham says to Beis Hillel, "Oh, I understand. Haresha Haisa Chigeres Usuma. Let's just she was lame or she's blind. Omer La Kalanav Kasuda. You can say Kalanav Kasuda. Beishamai like is typical Beishamai. It's straight shooter. Beishamai looks at the here and now. Same thing you have by Chanukah. How many days are we lighting the candles? That's the amount of day you light right now. Look at the potential. They look at the right now. Beis Hillel always constantly looking at." The potential. He's marrying her. Obviously, he sees in her the beauty.
I thought Beisham was a potential because
they're based by Shvat, by Fushvat. All right, so we have to work it out. Okay, so I'm going to Beisham and Beis Hillel. Harei Shaisa Chigeres Osuma, Omer Lakalana Vachasudim. I told Omer Mishvar Sheker Tirchak. You have to stay away from falsehood. They don't stay against it. So I'm going to Beis Hillel, Beisham, the Devrechem, according to you, interesting why they use the words Devrechem, the Devrechem, Misha Lakach Mekach Ra Min Ashuk. Someone buys a mekachra from the shuk, important about from the shuk, right? Yishabchenu beinav, he's supposed to say it's wonderful. Oh, yiganeu beinav, he's supposed to say you got a raw deal, right? Have a omer yishabchenu beinav, you should say, oh, you bought it, it's so nice, you should enjoy it. That's why the Rishash says, that's why it says min hashuk. Because if you know who the merchant is and the guy got a raw deal, you should tell him you got a raw deal, go get your money back. But if it's min hashuk and the guy's a peddler, you don't know where he got it from, it's over, there's no backseas, you can't return it. Enjoy it. You should have a lot of nachas from it. Don't try to be trying to make him feel good. Mikan amru. Here they said, Mikan amru chachamim laolim tei daito shel adam urevasim abrios. Person should always try to be nice to people. Person should always try to be calm to people. It's two different. I just think it's two different personality types. There's two. Everyone always says, oh yeah, I like him. He's a straight shooter. He tells you exactly how it is. On the other hand, people are like, oh yeah, he always makes you feel good. He's always calm. He's always reassuring. It's Beisham and Beisillo. It's two different ways of dealing with it. Sometimes you want the straight shooter. You want to hear it how it is. Sometimes you just want to be told everything is good. So the Tosel says, Yishabchenu be'enav, yigenu be'enav. This is talking about the guy who buys something in a shuk. So Tosel says, O Beisham be'savri, afagav yishabchenu be'enav. He says, Ein lechanami. Guy comes back from the shuk, and there's nothing you can do about it. Don't make him feel bad. Yishabchenu. But he says, that's just, you know, one off. But don't institutionalize the sheker. That's his problem. Kalanov v'chasuda. He says, v'ein lehem v'chachavin l'takein l'haskik lomar sheker. Their Torah Amr b'dvar sheker tirchak. To institutionalize this concept of kalanov v'chasuda when she's blind, when she's lame. Hey, that's dvar sheker tirchak. when the off chance where the guy buys something from the shuk and he got a raw deal and he comes back and says, "Oh, look at this, okay." So there you tell him it's okay. But to say as a halacha, as the institution that we're going to say sheker, Beis Shammai is not going to. I don't know. Beis Hillel says Mutl Sharos Bifnei Hashalom. Yitzchak Kodesh Baruch Hu did that as well. He said that we. Okay, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel.
For Shalom, you're not allowed a lot. I mean, you are allowed
to
lie as long as
you're allowed to change the truth.
A white lie.
As long as there's a semblance of truth.
As long as you're not cheating.
Right. You have to change.
You're not cheating anybody.
So there's a Sefer Mitzvot for Sajagon. So the Yeruchim for official Perlo. Sefer Mitzvot for Sajagon is probably like 25 lines, whatever. It's just a poem. Yeruchim for official Perlo used it as a springboard to 3 massive volumes. So he says that the concept of Varsheker Tirkak maybe Beis Hillel holds that it only applies to judges beyond the Raisa level. Varsheker Tirkak only would apply to a judge, but Midoraisa doesn't apply.
Right.
Whatever, it's a bichirish. But you see from here, Beis Hillel is not concerned about Varsheker Tirkak. Why not? Okay. Ki Asa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he says, "Hachi Misharu Kamei Kalsa B'Marava." This is the way they used to praise a kala in Eretz Yisrael. They would say as follows: "Lo kechal, she doesn't need eye makeup. Lo sarach, she doesn't need any blush. Right? Lo pirkos, she doesn't need to do anything with her hair. The yalas klein, even without all this, she doesn't need any makeup. She's still beautiful. Right? That's best praise you can give to a woman, even without the makeup. She looks beautiful." Ki Samchu Rabbanan Rav Zera. So when the Rabbanan gave smicha to Rabbi Zera, they also praised him as follows: Lo kichal, lo sarak, lo pirchos, v'yalas chayin. He doesn't need any makeup either. I mean, he's totally beautiful as he is. You don't need to, to boost him up or anything like that. His personality, I guess, is beautiful.
What's the point? Why am I commenting on someone else's wife?
Well, you see more coming on. Again, we said before, because it could be that to praise the wife is the mitzvah of Simchas Chasam Akala. You praise the wife, you make him beautiful in the eyes of the chasam. That's a huge mitzvah.
Hear that.
Okay.
I have no problem with that. A lot of times the Gemara stresses don't look, don't
right, wait, so it seems to be, look, you'll see later on, there seems to be some exceptions. There seems to be exceptions when it comes to the Kala. We'll see you in a minute.
When they ordained Rav Zera, there was something wrong with them other than that? There must have been something wrong with them.
Why?
I mean, they had to praise him.
This is the praise that they gave him, that he's beautiful. He's a beautiful individual.
Isn't he makeup?
So it's metaphoric. He doesn't. His personality doesn't need to be made up. You don't have to praise him. He's so plain, and his plain self is so beautiful. Okay. Kisamchu Rabbana and the Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, when they gave smicha to Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Shalom Hachi. This is what they used to say. It's just also kol mindain v'chol mindain simchulana. Only chachamim who are similar to these two should give smicha. Lo tismichu lana, lo mina sarmisin. Don't be so mech those who are from the sarmisin, which seems to be those who misinterpret the Torah. Vilo min sarmitin, and not from the sarmitin. Which what that is? Those are the people, I guess, who don't give. I think sarmitim is a rag, but I think that it means that they don't give a reason to their words. V'amrila lo min chamisin. Don't give it from the fifths. I mean, those people only learn a fifth of Masechta as another raya for Daf Yomi. You can't get in Yeshiva, they're Ian, they only learn for a couple of plot. You don't give smicha to those who only learn a fifth of Masechta. You have to learn the entire Masechta, then you get smicha. So a base. Okay? Below mid tormisin, and not from the empty people. You have to give from, legit people. Okay. Rabbi, and they obviously are not these people, so that's where we're going to give them smicha. Rabbi Avohu, ki hava asim mi misifta lebe kesar. Rabbi Avohu used to go from the base medrash, and then he used to go to the house of the ruler, right? So nafkan ahamasa, the shvachos of the base kesar would come out and greet him. Nafka ahamasa lebe kesar ape to greet him. Umisharin lehachi, and this is how they used to praise him. Rabba the ami, he's a prince among his nation. Umadbarna de umase, he's a leader of his nation. Butzina din dahora. I guess his face is glowing.
The shining light.
Right? The Nahora, okay. Brich Masyach L'Shalom. Welcome and peace. I don't know what this is doing here, but that's what it says. Okay. Amra Lav Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yila. They say about Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yila. I'm not sure why they say Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yila. Isn't Stam Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yila? So I'm not sure why you have to say who he is. So Amra Lav Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yila. Shehaya Notel Bad. Shel hadas umarake lifnei akala laomer kalanov achazuda. He used to take a bundle of myrtle and he would dance in front of the kala laomer and he would sing kalanov achazuda. Rashi says that he would juggle. He would right. No, that's the next one. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak merakid a klas. He would take three. Rash a klas shlosha badin zorik echa achas makabel achas. Somehow he would juggle the myrtle branches and he would sing kala another. Why hadas? So I saw that it says hadas is, you know, the hadas is another name for Esther. And by Esther we said they had the chutzal chesed. So that's why they say the dance with the hadas to remember the chutzal chesed that Esther had.
That's the name of the Breslov Yeshiva. The Chutzal.
What's it called?
Chutzal Chesed Yeshiva.
They let women in?
What?
Remember Esther? Okay. So, I just. Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Chagin, Klas, Amr, Rav Zera, Kamasil, and Sava. Rav Zera did not like, Rav Zera was like Michal Bashal. He did not like the Talmud Chacham dancing and making a scene at the wedding. But Kinach Nafshei, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak died, Ifsik Amuda de Tanura. So I guess they had some sort of pillar of fire came up. Bendi Delu Kuli Alma, that would separate him and the rest of the world. So I mean, that clearly shows that he was a tzaddik. He was doing the right thing. Ugamiri, and we know the low afsik amud nura eli ilachad bedar ilu tribidar. Only one in two generation that get this chus. They have this pillar of fire. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Sir Rabbi Zera said, right? Rabbi Zera, who first was upset with Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, now he realized he says ahan yolei. This we had to get this chus shutusei l'saba. It was the shut or the bundle of hadas that he was zocha for this fire. V'amrlash tusei l'saba that his shtus, right, the shtick, the shtus that he would do was he had his chus for this fire. V'amrlash shitasei l'saba his shita of dancing in front of the kala. The question is, you have to figure out what was Rabbi Zera's havim. You know, he's supposed to dance from Simchas Klas of a kala. Why was he so upset? Maybe said it's been mezalzel.
He's
no, it's Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is upset about. But yeah, but maybe because he's being mezalzel. The Kavod Tam Chacham. But they had the argument. Michal and David had the argument.
Exactly.
He didn't get the message. Okay. Here's for you, Yossi. Rav Acha Marchiv Lo Akastvei Umarakin. He would put the kala on his shoulders. And he would dance, and Yehuda says, can't be on his shoulders, mamash. I mean, he would put it on a chair, put the chair on his shoulders. Pasha's Gemara, he'd put it on his shoulders, and he would dance. Umirakid. Maybe. Right, that's what happens all the time. Right, put it on the... What? Oh,
yeah.
So, Amri la Rabbanan, Rabbi Chama said to Rabbi Acha, Anan Maul et Nevin Hachi, can we do this also? He's like, I can do it, you can't do it. Amr lahu, I damina laichu kichashura. If she's to you like a board, like a beam, meaning I don't have any here or whatsoever, then lechayin, then you can do it. V'lo, but if not. So I don't know who makes that determination. I mean, I'm not making that determination. So don't dance. Bottom line is, I would advise you not to dance with the kala on your shoulders, and especially with manazeh, especially in those holes in the Butter Park in Williamsburg, because you're not allowed to be on that side anyway. But still, don't do it. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Yonasan.
They had no mechitza back then.
Who knows? How about the next one? Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Yonasan. Mutir lehistakel nekala kol shiva. You can gaze at the kala's face all 7 days in the Sheva Brachos. Kedei lechavva baila. So the husband would know that she's so beautiful that everyone's looking at her. That's what says. Rashi says lechavva kisheroa hakol mistaklim ba nichnas yofi liba. Whatever. He didn't think she was pretty till now, but now he married her and everyone else looking at her, now he realizes, whatever, it instills some sort of pride that people are looking at my wife in a certain way. But we don't hold that way. Don't do that. The Rishonim bring a bunch of shitas regarding this. Whether less hilchos kavasei is davka or shiva, it's usher to be mistakel. But when she comes out with the hinuma and when she goes to the chus in the chuppah, maybe you are supposed to look at her. That may be the makor for the tichel, for the bedekin. You remove the so to everyone to see everyone to look. According to that, you should be able to see it, not be covered up completely. That's what the Bach says.
And Rachel's reason
was to remove
the veil.
Yeah, but we don't remove the veil. We put it. And the reason why people say it, but we put the veil down.
Yeah.
No, but the veil is up at the Badakin, and then you put it down and you cover it.
Right.
I don't know. A lot of them comes to the wedding, there are tons of minhagim.
I've seen very thick veils.
Right, the deck tichel. That's the deck tichel. Right. That also. People of that minhag should continue doing that minhag. Everyone do their minhag. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan Mavirin.
Amazing, you're all you don't Shalom Uveras, Rabbius. That's you.
What?
That's you. Everyone, you like that? Like the Gemara says, the long tail Dato Shalom Uveras and Rabbius. That's you.
Right.
You admit out, everything's fantastic. That's beautiful, my standing.
As long as you don't force. As long as you recognize it's a minhag and you don't impose it on everybody else, you're fine.
Exactly.
Okay. So Tana Rabbanan, right? Ma'avirin as now we have. Let's say you have a mace coming out on the street on the way. It's the Abe Lincoln case. He's coming down the road. One's a mace going to burial. One's a kala going to the wedding. Who has to get out of the way? So Tana Rabbanan, ma'avirin as a mace with the kala. The kala trumps. She goes first. The zevzeh mifnei melech Yisrael. But if a king is coming down, then you got to yield to the king. And Amru Lava Agrippus HaMelech, they said about Agrippus HaMelech, She'avra Mifnei Kala V'Shibchu HaChamim, that he was Mochel, and he let the Kala go, he let the Kala before him, and they were happy with that. So Shabchu, they praised him, Michlal L'Shapar Avi, that makes sense, that sounds like he did the right thing. V'ham Ravashi, but then Ravashi say, we have the rule, Afilu Aman Amr Nasi Shemachal HaKvodo Kvodo Mochel, even though the Nasi can be Mochel as Kavod, Melech Shemachal HaKvodo, in Kvodo Mochel. It's not, he can't be Mochel as Kavod. Right, so Tosus points out, he wasn't really the king. Right, Tosus points out, Afagav Lo Hayim Melech Gamor, Kedemashim Be'il Namarim, Nemikol Mokam HaYinogim Bo Kavod Kemelech Gamor. They still gave him the cover like he was the king. But still, how could he get out of the way? It's because the Amar marks, the Pasuk says, Som Tassim Alecha Melech, Shetei Moso Alecha. It says, Som Tassim Alecha, you have to constantly have the fear of the king upon you. So how can you be Mochel's Kavod? So Gemara answers, Parashas Derachim Havein. It was a fork in the road. He really wanted to go one way. He made it seem like he wasn't getting out of her way. He just went, he detoured the other way, make it look like he was going that way to begin with. But really, he was getting out of the way for the Kala. So therefore, they were Mishaveyachim. Tana Rabbanan, learned in the Braisa, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, L'Hotzos HaMeis. Your Mevatlin Talmud Torah to go bring the mace for Tekvura. Nowadays, we don't really do that. I guess we've seen this Gemara before. I think one of the reasons why we said was because nowadays we live in such a big city. Unfortunately, look at the emails that come out from shuls every day. There's always, there's a simcha and a levaya just because about every day. If you're about the Talmud Torah, levaya sameis, you would never learn. Maybe that's the reason. He says, Tana Rabbanan, about the Talmud Torah, levaya sameis, ula hachnasas kala, and to escort the kala to the base chuppah. So Amru Olav, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai,
to the wedding.
What? There was no such thing as invitations then. He just made the wedding. It's like it was nowadays. I'm going to the chuppah. I'm not invited. I'm not going. That's.
Williamsburg is still good.
Making the wedding. That's it. Making the wedding. You get a motor. There's an announcement that the wedding will take place at.
That's it.
That's how you. That's the invitation.
What do you tell the caterer?
Who's eating?
What?
Who's eating? The family. A couple people are eating. Everyone else is coming to Mr. Meir Chasam
Akala.
They just gazing. They just come. Tana Rabbanan Mevat Talmud Torah Latzos Hameis Latlas Zekala Amru Lav Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elosh Hay Mevat Talmud Torah Latzos Hameis Latlas Zekala. He used to do that. And what's the chiddush? If that's the halacha, what are you telling me that he did that? But Medvar Memorim. When do we say that Mevat Talmud Torah Latzos and the Mevat Talmud Torah is Kishain Imo Kol Tzarchov? You don't have enough people there. Aval Yeshimo Kol Tzarchov Mevatim. If he has enough people, then we are not Mevatel. And how much is Kol Tzarchov? Crazy number. The Kama Kol Tzarchov. Amar of Shmuel Bar Ini, Mishmei Derav, Tracer Alpha Gavre, 12,000 men, Vishita Alpha Shipuri, and 6,000 men blowing shofars to be machris about what's going on. But Amri Law, and some say, no, it wasn't 18,000, it was only 12,000. It's Tracer Alpha Gavre, Yuminayu, Shita Alpha Shipuri. Of the 12,000, 13,000. Tracer. 13,000, correct. Leis Alpha Gavrei Uminayu Shita Alfi Shipuri. And amongst them are 6,000 trumpet blowers. Okay. It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Ula Amar Umlo says it's even more. Kigo de Chaitzi Gavrei Me Abula Vatsikra. It's enough people to fill in the roads from Abula, which I think means the gates of the city, Vatsikra, until the cemetery. Enough of those people to fill in the roads. Can't have any gaps in the road. Right, like not like the Million Mile March where you have like strings going across. You have to really have it filled in. Rav Sheshes, we team Rav Yochanan Amar Nitilasa. The removal of Torah means the death. Nitilasa Kinisinasa has to be done with the same amount of people as when it was given. Ma nisinasa b'shishim ribo, just like the Nesinas HaTorah was 600,000 people, and we know that we were all by Har Sinai, so therefore we were all there, so we were all receive a Torah at 600,000 people. Af netilasa b'shishim ribo, so too its removal upon death is b'shishim ribo. So you need 600,000 people. If there are 600,000 people going to the cemetery, to the funeral, you're out of time Torah. Listen, if there are 600,000 people, or even 12,000 people going to a certain funeral, you probably want to be there also. So I think that people can be out of time Torah for that. Someone's going to a funeral, 600,000 people. Wow. Okay.
Short of that, you have to go.
What?
Short of that, you have to
go. Short of that, you have to go. Right, and then we have to figure out why B'Zman said we don't do this. Lahani Mili, but all this is only L'man Dekari V'Sani. It's when the mace was... He Kari Vasani, I think, learned Chumash, learned Mikra and Mishnah. I think that's what it means, right? But he doesn't necessarily have, he wasn't necessarily a teacher yet. He wasn't, or he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, he just learned. Aval Leman Demasne, but someone who taught others, I think Rashi says, Aval Leman Demasne LaAcherim, less Le Shiro. There's no Shiro. Everyone's got to go. Yeah, everyone's got to go. Leslie Shuri, Rashi says, and Tosos also quotes it, Umimela Shaminan, Dilaman de Lokari Velotani, someone who doesn't learn at all, Amevatlin. You're not Mevatlin at all, Im Yishlom is asking de Kur Balma, if you just have enough people to bury him, right? Beshiltos of Achai Matsosikane, they quote this from the Shiltos. Right? Rashi's Tosos says the same thing. The guy never learned it in his life, they don't have Mevatlin for him. I don't know, I think most people have done a little bit of Chumash, but that they should get the cover. Okay, now back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah had said that, remember, that she claims that she got married as a Pesula, and therefore Ksuba is 200. He says that, you know, you weren't Pesula, and therefore the Ksuba is 100. So if she has Edim, that she was Yatsa, Behinuma, that she went out with the Hinuma, her Ksuba is Masayim, it's 200, because that was proof that that was a Pesula-type wedding. So my Hinuma, what is Hinuma? Surcha bar Papa Amar, so you usually see him at the same at the Siyam, but you have a quote from Surcha Bar Papa, Mishmei de Ziri, the name is Ziri, said, Amar Tanura de Asa. It's some sort of,
canopy.
Yeah, it's some sort of round canopy made out of myrtle, made out of hadassim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rashi says, Kemin Chupa Shel Hadassah Gula. Rabbi Yonasan Amar, Karisa de Minamna Bekalsa. It's some sort of scarf that would cover her eyes that if she fell asleep, no one would notice, right? He says, de Minamna Bekalsa, she would fall asleep. Right? Rashi says, Karisa, Tse'if al Rosha, Misurav Aleineha, Kemosha Osim Komeno. It's sort of veil that goes around her eyes. Upa'amim, sometimes she minam nemnes, betocho, betocha enemi gulin. Her eyes aren't seen, so she kind of falls asleep. The kach nikra hinuma shel tenuma. So sleep. Right, okay, that's what it is. Okay, Rav Yochanan ben Broka said that even if another raya for a basula wedding is if they handed out, you know, nuts and candy at the wedding. Right, so that's what Rav Yochanan ben Broka said. Tana, we learned in a brisa, b'Yehuda raya. All those things that we said in the Mishnah, we're talking about what they did in Yehuda. Right, b'Yehuda raya. That's what they used to do. B'Vavel mai. But what were the minhagim that they did in Bavel? That via those menhagim you would know whether or not the kala was a basula or an almana who was a baula. So Amar Rav, this is what they used to do in Bavel.
Excuse me.
Dar doge de mishcha areisu de rabbanan. Seems to be that the woman would put oil on the heads of the talmidei chachamim and rub it in. And Rashi says dar doge mishcha hanoshim. Nos no shemen berosh hatalmidim b'shafos. They would somehow. I don't know what the negi issue. Got to deal with that as well.
Massage.
What did
they work that from there?
I don't know. All right, I'm a rad. Dogi de mishcha reish de rabbanon.
How did they know that she was a virgin then?
What?
This is at the wedding. How did they know that she was a virgin? They didn't go through the thing yet. Nothing. There's no proof of anything yet. Amun amunas they made and they did all this stuff. But how did they know that she was a virgin?
Well, the
this was just signs that they did that she's a Masula.
Right, they must, because the husband wouldn't have been paying for this unless he knew she was a virgin. He was under the assumption.
He didn't know yet.
No,
this is at wedding.
They had a Masula back then and said Masula.
So how do you know now?
So how do you know now?
There's an assumption that you said she is. We say Rov Yisraeli, we say Rov Bulos.
So we assume.
Of course. What, are you going to check? How do you do that?
The whole Judaism is based on Rove.
Everything's based on assumptions. I thought it was the other way around, that the cow's father would take the chassan to the mikvah in the morning.
No, no, no.
was his cousin's family to make, send to check. There?
Yeah, we did have that.
That what?
But they would send someone over there to make sure there was no monkey business.
That was at night. They would send the shushbinim. They would send them at night, and they would do it.
Right.
It was at night to make sure that he no monkey business with the shushbinim, no monkey business with the sheep, that he would lose it, or that she would replace it. Okay. Fine. Amar le Rav Papa baye mishcha de chachifusak amar ratmar.
Shampoo?
Same
shampoo?
Yeah.
Oil for shampoo?
Right, so Amar le yasma. So Abaye says to him, you yasom, meaning you don't know, your mother never taught you this. Yasma, lo avdalach, it's very not a nice thing to say to Abaye. Yasma, lo avdalach ima dar dagulim mishcha. Did your mother not do it? Arish the Rabbanan? No, Abaye's mother didn't do it. Abaye was an orphan.
Abaye said to Rav Papa.
No.
Abaye was an orphan.
Oh, so he's saying I'm a yosom.
Yeah,
oh, maybe.
Okay,
so b'shas ma'aseh, so kiha dahu mirabanan, like this one rabbi, the yasik le libre, he was mishadich his son, mishadich le libre, he's mishadich his daughter libre be rabba barula to the son.
To the member
of the house of be rabba barula. Or his son to the daughter of Rabbi Barula, but Amri La Rabbi Barula is asik lebrei behu rabbanon, or Rabbi Barula was being mishadich his son to somebody else. V'darig mishcha reisha the rabbanon mishas ma'isa, and they would do it. They would rub this oil into their head at the time of the nisuin.
Who exactly is doing that? We're not sure.
All right. Now the Gemara goes back. Okay, so our milasa mai. What simanim do they do for the almana? I guess if they don't do the simanim for the basula, then you have to assume that she's an almana. I'm not sure I understand the question. So Tani Rav Yosef, ar milasa les la kisane. They wouldn't, exactly, they wouldn't hand out the candy. I think if it's a raya that she's a basula, if they do A, B, and C, so if they don't do A, B, and C, then she's not the basula, so she's the almana. Okay. The Mishnah then had what seemed to be a non sequitur. The Mishnah then had that Moda Rabbi Shua agreed, even though Rabbi Shua did not hold of the Migo that we found out it was the first Mishnah in the previous parak that meant the first Mishnah of the Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua. He does agree over here that if someone says, if I woke up to you, I'm sitting on my house in my field, I say, this field once belonged to your father, but he sold it to me, I believe, because it's Pesha Aser, who a Pesha hit there. So the Gemara is going to ask, okay, what's going on here? Why does Rabbi Yeshua have to say, why does it have to be the case of where I say the field belonged to your father and I bought it from you? Why can't it be a case where the field belonged to you and I bought it from you? We have to go back to the father. Right?
Well, that he can deny. What do you mean? But he can't deny about his father.
He never made a claim to begin with. I'm sitting on the land for X amount of time. You can't make it. You never made an error. Right. And I just walk over and say, yeah, you know, it belonged to you and I bought it. Why would I not be believed then either? What would hold back the Nemanis?
What do you mean? Because I could say, I never sold it to you.
You never knew that you had it. You never made a claim for it. Right, I'm sitting on this field for 3 years. You never made a claim. I walk over to it and say, yeah, it was once yours. I bought it and now, but I bought it from you. The guy's like, okay. Hey, why is it any different? Right? Rice, but listening, right? But Mara says, listening, Modra Bishu, but only the Chaver was Sodash Lachoha, Isa, Ul Kachimi Menu. Right? Rashi says, the listening Moda Rabbi Shua son of Shachai, so Kevon Shetaimah Mishum the ain't sure Shachal Panecha. There's no claim in front of her. It's not in here. There's no sure Shachal Panecha. Who Shalohai Adam Tovo, and nobody ever made a claim against him. Mali Aviv Mali Shaloh Maishna Shalavicha Dinakat. What's the difference?
That's more plausible. If I tell you this is your jacket that you sold me. I have no clue. Well,
okay, so if you have no clue, then I'm still believed. A jacket is different because that's metalthem. It's called anything that you hold. If I'm sitting in my house for 10 years, you never said anything. I said I bought it from you. I'm still believed. It doesn't become yours because I said I bought it from you. What's the most you're going to say? I don't know. Good. Say I never sold it to you. Where have you been the past 10 years? Where have you made a claim?
Right, because I believe that I never even had it. It was never mine. Okay.
So if it was never yours, then what do you have? What claim do you have? Okay. For listening, Moda Rabbi Yeshua and Beomer Lechaver Sada Shachah Haistad Likachtigam Yimeno. So the Gemara says, Mishum the Kaboy Le Misne Seifa. Because we want to mention the safe of the case. The safe of the case was, Im Yesh Edim Shehi Shiloh, but if there are witnesses that it belonged to, I guess, the other guy, Behu Omer Likachtigam Yimeno Eino Nema, and he says, I bought it from him, then he's not believed. So, Hechidami, what's the case of the witnesses? So, Ida Achla Shnei Chazaka, If I already sat there for 3 years or whatever the amount of time it is to create a chazaka, ida achlo shnei chazaka, amaylo mehemon. Why am I not believed? Even if there are edim that said it once belonged to you, I sat here for 3 years, no one made an error, no one said anything, I don't need to keep my shtar, it's mine. I have my chazaka. The ida lo achlo shnei chazaka, and if I didn't sit there for 3 years and you have edim that it belongs to you, so pshita dlo mehemon. It's pashut, then it's not mine. I'm not believed. So what's the case? So the Gemara says, "Ihachi." If that's the case, when it comes to me talking to you, so gabe aviv nami, be the same thing regarding the father. Ida achol shnei chazaka, my lo mehemon. If I sat there for 3 years, why would I not be believed? If even they're edim, and ida lo achol shnei chazaka, pshita lo mehemon. Why would I be believed if I didn't sit there for 3 years? The edim are just going to upset what's going on if I haven't sat there for 3 years. You haven't made a claim, so just what's going on here? So the Gemara says, "Bishlamo." So we're trying to prove here that you had to say the case of the aviv case, not of the individual case. So bishlam gabi aviv, if it comes to the case of where he says shel avicha haisav lekachticha hemenu, so mishkachala can find the case that the sefer works. It's kagon she'achlo shtayim mechayav. He squatted on the land for 2 years during the lifetime of the father. And then the father died, and the third year was after the death of the father. And it goes according to the Shita Rav Huna, you can't, what you're machzik in the nechasim of the katan post-death of the father doesn't count. So Rashi says, bishlam agabi aviv mishkachas lei. And what does mishkachas mean? The itzterich lemisnei kigon, that you have to make the statement of if they're edim, is kigon the achlo shnei chazaka. He sat there for the 3 years, but filu hachi lo mehemam. But nevertheless, he would not be believed. Ukigon she achlo shtei shanim rishonos b'chayi aviv umes. The first 2 years he squatted during the lifetime of the father, and he died. But achlo hashlishlis lifnei haben hazeh, and the third year was in front of the son. V'hu aya katan v'lo irer. He was a katan. He didn't make a claim because he was a katan. So the itzerech l'shmuunin, and it comes to teach us the cave in the katan haya ein hashana hazos olam in a minyan. Since he was a katan, this third year doesn't count. Ukid Rav Huna the amar ein machziki b'nichsei katan hamachzik b'nichsei katan shalosh shanim. According to Rav Huna, if you squat on the lands that belong to a katan for 3 years, it's not ein hachazaka the haylo micha. The reason why he didn't make a macha is mishum the katan hu, because he's a katan. V'afilu higdil achrimikain, and even if he grows up afterwards, Rashi says, still wouldn't count as a chazaka because the katan growing up has seen you on this land. So he's not making a machal because he assumed it belongs to you. He never knew. Only time that he would have realized it was when he was a katan. But there's no realization then. He only hears it from later, from other people. Then he can make the claim. So that's why you have to have the case. That's the case. Right, so Bishma Gabi Aviv, if he's towing Shel Avich Ha'is Lokachtia Mimenu, therefore it can say the case is I sat 2 years with the father and 1 year by you. I don't see how that works in the Gemara of the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the first case was I bought it from your father, I'm believed. So if he's believed, it can't be that he sat there, squatted there after the death of the father. And if there are edim, it's like he's talking about edim. It's not talking about 2 years with the father alive, 1 year without the father alive.
So what are the edim saying again? Edim is saying that
it belonged to you.
Belong to the
guy who's not sitting on it now. So the Gemara asks, according to you, that the words of Rav Huna are the words of the Tana of the Mishnah, the Rav Huna mas nisan asla shmuni, is Rav Huna coming to tell us what the Mishnah is? Right? What's going on? Like, why? That's what the Mishnah says, then why is Rav Huna telling us? I mean, it's simple. Rav Huna's explaining the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara says. Ivai saying Rav Huna, the yuk of the masnisan, Vivai's ema, I feel higdil kamash blan. Or either one, Rav Huna is saying that. That's he's explaining the Psalm of the Mishnah, so I don't know what the question is. Or he's saying it just to give you a din, an extra din, that like what Rashi had mentioned, that even if the katan, even when the katan grows up, that squatting during that time doesn't count. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why do you have to go to the father case? Right? Vilisne bididei. Just talk about that the sadr shel shachah haisa v'lokma. We'll say the case is don't shachlo shtei chazakim mifanav. 2 years you were here, va'achas lo mifanav, and 1 year you weren't here. You don't shabarach, like you ran away. And why does it come? The whole question was why does it have to be a case of avicha? Well, you can have the same case where it's not avicha, where it's you. And two, you said it's avicha because 2 years in front of the father, 2 years away, 1 year if the father died. What about here? 2 years in front of you, one year that you ran away. And the chiddush would be, that you can't be mitzdarich that 1 year when he wasn't here. So the Gemara says, Baruch machmas mai. Why did he run away? Ida baruch machmas nefashos. If he has sakas nefashos, that's why he's to run away. And therefore, if he ran away, he couldn't make a macha because the people would find him. He went incognito, right? Ida baruch machmas nefashos. Pshita de lo mehemon. The pasha that the guy can't claim a chazaka. The lo matzimachi, because the guy who ran away didn't have the opportunity, didn't have the ability to make a macha. The ida baruch Machmas Mamon, and if he ran away because of Mamon, he didn't want to pay people back his loans, right? He wanted to get out of the jurisdiction. So he still should have made a macha. The Kaimalon macha shlobafan of having macha. He can still make a macha where he is. We'll learn in Baba Basra that that's still considered a good macha. So why did he make the macha? If he didn't, he should have made the macha. So right, and so now the Gemara is clear that the reason has to be the case of the father case. The reason why I bring the case of the father, I think, is not because of the Sefer, and not because of the Sefer, because of the Edim, but because it teaches this rule of 2 years. 2 years he sat when the father was alive, and 1 year when the father was dead. And it's not going to be the case of 2 years in front of the individual, and 1 year if he ran away. Because in either case, if he was running away, if he ran away, then it's clear that the guy doesn't have a chazaka. If he ran away from the fashos, if he ran away from mamonos, clearly he does have a chazaka because he should have made the macha. Because macha shlo b'fanav having macha, and now the Gemara is going to bring the makor of where macha shlo b'fanav is considered a macha, that even if I make a protest not in the presence of the squatter, it's still considered a valid protest. Ditran, because we have a Mishnah in Bava Basra, which is on what David and Lamed Ches in Bava Basra, and Ches Kesavatim, Shalosh Aratzos L'Chazaka. There are three areas, three lands when it comes to Chazaka. There's Yehuda, province of Judah, Eber Yarden, the East Bank, the Hagalio, and in the Galilee. Right?
Area A.
They're all Area A. They're all Area A. Hayavi Yehuda. If. That was the most. That got pretty political there. Okay. Hayavi Yehuda. Right? If he was the owner of the karka was in Yehuda, the hechzik be Galil, but the chazaka, I mean, the land is in Galil, or, right, be Yehuda, or be Galil, the hechzik be Yehuda. It's not considered a chazaka until he's in the same place, because I guess the macha in the other place is a valid macha. Right, Rashi says, Shalosh artos chazaka, Shalosh artos leir jisoa chashuvas chalukos zomizoli in chazaka, hilohin artos nachrios. They're separated enough that can be, you know, separate lands. Vimhaya bezo, if he's in one land, vehechzik acher bekarka, sheyeshlo bechaverta. In a chazaka, it's not considered a good chazaka because I guess the macha goes through. V'havinamva. So they ask, what do you mean? Why, if he's in Yehuda and the karka and the chazaka is in Galil, it's not considered a chazaka? V'havinam, my kasavar, ikasavar macha shlo b'fanav havi macha. If you could tell me that you have to be in the presence of the squadron in order to make the macha.
No, shlo b'fanav. It's a good macha.
Then I feel of Yehuda v'Galil nami. Then if it's a good macha, not in the presence of the squatter, then who cares if he's in Yehuda or he's in Galil? If he kasaver macha shlova fana lo havi macha, and if you can hold it, it's not considered a valid protest. I feel of Yehuda v'Yehuda amami lo. Then even if you're in the same province, if he's over in this street and you're in that street, you have to do it in front of him. What would make the difference? So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo lo olam kasaver macha shlova fana havi macha. Yes, you don't have to be in his presence in order to make the macha. But our mission that talked about the three lands, Yehuda, Gal, and Eber, Yardim, that's b'shas chirim shano. That's when there was a problem, when there was no caravans going back and forth. So usually the way the macha works is because chavis, lay people will talk, it'll get to him eventually. But for b'shas chirim, it'll never get to him. The internet's down. No one's going to know. You're not going to get the information passed along. So, Maishna, Yehuda v'Galil did not cut. So, if it's a Shas Chayrim, who cares about Yehuda v'Galil? It's anywhere. Any place that there's a Chayrim between one area and another area. So, why Yehuda and Galil is mentioned? So, the Gemara answers, the Stam, Yehuda v'Galil, look at Shas Chayrim Dami. Because, simply speaking, the default by Yehuda and Galil is that there's a Shas Chayrim, because there are no Shayaros that go back and forth from one to another. Okay, the Gemara is going to continue and ask again tomorrow, or continuation on Yuches, as by Rabbi Yehuda, who's Modad, when he says, Son of Zosel Avicha, and I took it from him, he's believed. The Gemara's continue asking, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that case? Why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say a different case? Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Kudin Chodesh. Tomorrow again at 6 o'clock.